SODC update, and this is written by our two local councillors, Andrea Powell and Sue Cooper. The first item is new planning system now online. If you ever wish to view or comment on a planning application, the platform used by the council to manage this process has now been upgraded, so you will notice quite a few changes to the way the system works. The new system brings information together in a much more intuitive way and presents a helpful dashboard with all the most important documents and maps easily accessible. For the keenest among you, there are a few training videos on the SODC website. See the website southoxon.gov.uk. If you have previously signed up to receive alerts whenever a planning application is lodged, you will need to sign up again and register with an account. This is a very simple process and should take no more than a few minutes. The interactive mapping GIS system used to capture all kinds of spatial information, including tree protection orders, planning applications, boundaries for special landscapes and so on, is also being upgraded and should be online by the time the Benson Bulletin goes to print or shortly thereafter. The Riverside Pool and Splash Pad opening on the 23rd of May. One thing that will definitely be ready by the time you receive this Benson Bulletin will be the fabulous outdoor heated swimming pool at the Riverside in Cromarsh, along with the very popular free splash pad next door. As we write, the Better team is working on cleaning the site and doing all the pre-opening checks to ensure everything is ready to open on the Saturday of the late May bank holiday weekend, just in time for the half-term holiday. Pool users will be treated to some great activities over the summer, including aqua aerobics, swimming lessons, and dedicated lane swimming sessions every day. The highly popular Swim for Dogs will be back at the end of the season in early September. The best way to find out more about the different sessions and to book tickets is to download the Better app and set up an online account. You can also follow the Riverside Park and Pool's Facebook page for up-to-the-minute information. Bin days. Find out when your bins will be emptied. SODC has launched a new web app called Bin Days, which will tell you exactly which bins are being emptied on which day and what you can put in them. The app can be downloaded by following a link on the southoxon.gov.uk website. It collects no user data but provides a handy reminder when dates change due to public holidays. For information on how to dispose of other household items, it's best to use the Oxford County Council Waste Wizard, which you can find on oxfordshire.gov.uk/waste-and-recycling/recycle-repair-reuse. New chair for SODC. All things being equaled, at the annual meeting of South Oxfordshire District Council, Andrea will be elected as chair of the council for the municipal year 2026-27. Councillor David Ruan, formerly the leader of the council, is likely to be elected as Andrea's vice-chair. As this will be the last official year that SODC operates fully as a local authority, with local government reorganisation taking effect after the local elections in May 2027, we are hoping to raise as much money as possible for the chair's charities and to thank as many community and volunteer-led organisations as possible for their service to their communities. Grants news. The Everyone Active grant closed before the deadline as the funds were fully allocated to qualifying applications. The Council's capital grant scheme opens on the 26th of May and the Performing Arts Fund will launch on the 20th of July. So it's time to start preparing your bids.